early start to get to the airport, but that's never an issue when you're heading to New York City. This year's already seen tennis success on the biggest stage for Roger Federer twice and Rafa Nadal. Plus, we've had three different Grand Slam singles winners in Australia, in Paris, and at Wimbledon.
Angelique Kerber is the 2016 US Open champion in 2 hours and 7 minutes.
Angelique Kerber beat Karolina Pliskova in one of the finals a year ago. 2016 didn't end up being a successful home slam for Serena Williams, who's not playing at the moment because she's starting a family. She was in Melbourne at the start of the year, but still managed to win the Australian Open while pregnant.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for the champion, Stan Wawrinka.
Stan Wawrinka took last year's men's showpiece, defeating Novak Djokovic in the final in 4 sets.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. A very warm welcome aboard this Virgin Atlantic flight to New York this evening. My name is Mark Harris. It's my privilege to be your captain. And joining the flight deck, I have a senior first officer, Mike Kenny. I'll be flying the plane today with a flight time of 7 hours and 29 minutes.
Here we are then, after a comfy, relaxing flight, the great sights of the Big Apple. And of course I had to come here in a famous yellow taxi. The venue, Flushing Meadows, is in Queens, but players and their coaches and most people visiting the US Open all stay in downtown Manhattan. Americans are fiercely proud of their country. They're huge sport lovers, so of course they think their own tennis event is the best in the world. The US Open's been going since 1881, and this year marks 20 years since the main stadium at Flushing Meadows was built. Arthur Ashe Stadium's the world's biggest arena for tennis, capable of hosting 22,500. Around 700,000 visitors attend all round at the US Open each year. And aside from the achievement of winning a Grand Slam tennis tournament, the men's and women's singles champions get a huge $3.7 million US dollars in prize money, just over 3 million euro.
The US Open is one of the greatest tennis matches and sports events that's around. I come every year, and I come to the qualifiers as well as the regular sessions, and it's like one of the better things to do in New York City.
It's majestic. You know, you walk in, these structures are just humongous, right? Every major company has a presence here, and when I say majestic, every inch of the court is just so pristine and well kept, and you're just impressed by that. The emotion, the crowd. I've never been to another Grand Slam, but I think it's been said that this is one of the loudest based on the stadium. So I think it's an experience that everyone should, at some point, if they're a fan of tennis, enjoy.
It's ladies' finals day. I'm inside right now one of the TV commentary boxes. It's like a TV studio, I guess, looking out onto the court. A fantastic arena. It's great to see the iconic colours you've got on the court, the blue and the green. Empty right now, but it will be packed later. Madison Keys at the moment is actually having a practice hit. She's made the final along with another American, Sloane Stephens. Stephens beat the 37-year-old Venus Williams in the semis. It was an all-American semis as well, because Coco Vandeweghe was also in the mix. Doesn't happen much, does it? All four semi-finalists of a singles Grand Slam tournament, all from the same country. And they're really good friends, by the way, as well. Sloane Stephens and Madison Keys, not just in tennis, but all round, because they've known each other since they were playing juniors, and neither have won a major before. So we're going to see a first-time Grand Slam champion.
And now, the 2017 United States Open champion, Sloane Stephens.
Stephens took the final 6-3, 6-love. Keys didn't seem to be at her best fitness-wise, and she certainly wasn't tennis-wise. What a fantastic moment, though, for Sloane Stephens. Only 6 weeks ago, she was ranked 957 because of being out of the game for almost a year with a bad foot injury.
It's incredible. I honestly had surgery January 23rd, and someone told me then that I'd win the U.S. Open, it's impossible, I would say. It's absolutely impossible. And my journey to get here, coming back, just being able to keep it all together and have such a great team behind me, this journey's been incredible, and I honestly wouldn't change it for the world.
I thought that Sloan played a defensive game, and that helped her win because Madison made a lot of unforced errors in trying to hit the ball, and then Sloan was returning everything.
Not that excited as I would expect, you know. Overall, I think Madison gave up a little bit on her game.
So I thought it was great. The first couple of games, I told someone that this might go to three sets. And Sloan really tightened it up, and she closed out that first set pretty quickly. And the second set, we were in the box, and I left to get some food. I came back, and I saw it was 4-0. So that, I think, speaks to how quickly she was able to advance in the second set.
The U.S. Open this year was also notable in the ladies' singles because of the Grand Slam return of Maria Sharapova. The Russian came back from a 15-month doping ban. She won her tough first-round encounter against Simona Halep, eventually falling in the early rounds to Latvian Anastasia Sevastova.
I felt like my team and I have been through a lot, and to be in that moment, to be competing there, to see them with me. Tennis is a very individual sport, and you feel like it's just you most of the time out there. But since I've come back, I feel like I'm on a team, and that, you know, I'm not just winning for myself, but I'm winning for everyone that has stood behind me, and that is a very special feeling to have.
Men's final day. I've got here super early because there's also a baseball game going on in the Flushing Meadows complex. The New York Mets are in action, so obviously better to get here really early for a final than be stressing about whether or not you're going to make it on time. And it's not any old final. Rafa Nadal is in action, going for his 16th Grand Slam, his third US Open. Kevin Anderson is the surprise opponent in many ways. He's the first South African since 1965 to reach a final here in singles. Anderson was in the weaker half of the draw this time around. Nadal had to beat Juan Martin Del Potro in the semis. He knocked out Roger Federer in the quarters. Nadal broke Anderson in the first set and never looked back from there, winning 6-3, 6-3, 6-4. A huge moment for the 31-year-old Spaniard, taking his second slam of the year. The US is also the last major where his main coach, Tony, his uncle, Tony Nadal, will be with him as he's giving up being on tour at the end of the year.
Well, very happy, of course. No, have been a great 2 weeks. Increasing level of tennis, increasing level of confidence during that 2 weeks. And, have this trophy with me again here in New York means a lot to me. No? So there's no better way to finish the Grand Slam season for me after a very emotional season in all aspects. So very happy the way that I played, happy the way that I managed the pressure and the way that I was competing during the whole event. Now, playing better or worse, the spirit of the competitive spirit have been there in a very positive way all the time.
Morning. JFK, please. T4 for Virgin. Back to the airport then after seeing Stevens and Nadal take the two main titles and also the $3.7 million each in prize money always helps. The one big disappointment, I think, about the men's singles this year was all of the withdrawals pre-tournament. A slam needs its Djokovic, its Murray, its Raonic, its Nishikori. I think looking ahead to 2018, we'll see the top men putting a bit less on their schedules. It's worked for Federer, so why not? But the US Open, definitely to be recommended. And as I always say, we'll keep you right across all the big tennis stories, not only next year, but between now and the end of this one, too, on Radio France International.